This is Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe. I'm your host, Gary Holt, and joining me in California is the lovely Bobby Jean Bell. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning, Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, doing fine. We've got some sunshine here in Tennessee, and where I am, most of the snow's disappeared, so we're kind of looking like spring could be here in the next few weeks.
I know you've been doing a countdown on Facebook. How many days away now are we, do you know?
Let's see. We're about 22 days. 22 days away. Yeah, so
okay,
we're getting close.
22 and counting.
22 and counting. But we have a lovely guest that's joining us today that we've kind of called this show We Be Swinging. I mean, so we're going to be swinging today, but tell us who our guest is.
Oh, I'm so excited to bring on to Campfire Cafe the wonderful, stylish, and swinging Carolyn Martin. And can I tell you a little something about her?
We'll be brief because we're going to come back and do a big introduction in just a second.
Well, I don't know how to be brief. You just want to stay tuned and not miss a moment.
All right. Well, we want to remind folks that the Campfire Cafe is made possible by our great sponsors at the General Store, where you'll find everything for the horse lover and folks that love the equestrian and Western lifestyle in the General Store on our website at equestrianlegacy.net. So grab a cup of coffee, and when we come back, we'll be talking with Carolyn Martin. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
Mr. Bandman, hey, can you spare a few? You see, I've got a little favor that I'd like to ask of you. There's a dream across the dance floor, and he's making eyes at me. You can help me win his heart if you'll swing that melody. Swing on, don't let the music stop. Swing on, we just might dance until we drop. Tonight could finally be my chance to two-step into true romance. If music be the food of love, swing on. Don't need the moonlight, we've got the neon's glow. We don't need a quiet corner table or a tune that's soft and low. Just a shuffling of our boot heels as we circle round the floor. And every time that rhythm stops, it leaves us wanting more. Swing on, don't let the music stop. Swing on, we just might dance until we drop. Tonight could finally be my chance to two-step into true romance. If music be the food of love, swing on.
Tennessee Local, and by Carolyn Martin. And Carolyn, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Gary. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. Yeah, I hope you're sitting down because Bobby Jean's getting ready to do her thing.
I'll tell you, one difficult thing to do when Carolyn is in the room is to keep sitting down. I'm going to encourage everybody, get on your dancing shoes and get your fingers ready to do some snapping and your toes to do some tapping.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know I will.
I love that.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about this phenomenal entertainer and just fabulous gal, and so pleased to also be able to call her a friend and her husband, Dave. Carolyn Martin is a 2011 inductee into the Texas Western Swing Hall of Fame. She is Texas-born and Nashville-based swing singer. Fans have come to know Carolyn as a vocalist with a unique sense of musical style, a charismatic stage presence, and a voice that exudes passion and experience, the very essence of soulful elegance that is the heart of her music. Dee Dee McNeil of All About Jazz says this: she takes her time, smoothly caressing the melody like a gloved hand on glass. Martin has a powerful voice and is not afraid to pump pure emotion into her presentation. But I like what Carolyn says about her own music. I want people to be able to relate to my songs, but also I like that little twinkle in the eye wink thing. Western swing is so amiable to that because it is meant to be fun music. Gary, please welcome today's guest, Carolyn Martin, to Campfire Cafe. Hey, Carolyn.
And what? Hey, Bobby! Wow, what a wonderful introduction! Wow.
Oh gosh. Well, and we'll go to break now. No, I'm teasing. We're not going to go to break. We're just excited to have Carolyn on the show.
I'm excited to be here with y'all. Very, very excited. And hello to everybody out in Radio Land that's listening.
All right.
And I hope you're having a wonderful day.
Well, I hope everybody's staying warm, and things will heat up as we get into some of this music, because it's a lot of fun. And Carolyn, talk to us just a little bit about how you got started in your musical career and how you ended up from Texas to Tennessee.
Yeah, well, you know, it's taken a course of 35 years. And I'm kind of dating myself when I say that, but I started, music first got me when probably around the time I was, 9 or 10 years old. And I loved to go to the movies. And back then, musicals were really popular. And I loved the sound of music. I loved the musical Oliver. You know, I remember sitting in going to the theater to see those again and again and again. And I just loved the music. And then about 13 years old, I got into a lot of singer-songwriters, and they all played guitars. And I wanted to play guitar, too. So I begged my parents to get me a guitar, and they finally did. You know, they thought I was going to play it for about a week, and then it was going to go under the bed. But it didn't. I kept up with it. And started playing some little gigs with my friend, my best friend in Abilene, who played violin and or fiddle. You know the difference between a violin and a fiddle. A fiddle has a burlap bag. That's the difference between a violin and a fiddle. But so we started doing some gigs. We were both about 18 years old, and I just got bitten by the bug. You know, and then a few years later, I met my husband, David. He's now my husband, and he's a bass player. And we started playing music together, and before we knew it, we were hitting the road and playing the Holiday Inn circuit back in the day, and just anywhere. We played anywhere we could play, and we played any kind of music that we needed to play in order to work. But I had... fairly early on, I had heard traditional, what they call traditional country music now, and Western swing, and I just fell in love with the beat of it. And we would play that music on our off time, and then when we were working, we played whatever we needed to play, you know, to get paid. And so after moving to Nashville, I discovered a group called the Time Jumpers who played at a place called the Station Inn here every Monday night. And I knew a couple of guys in the band, and we went out to see them one night, and they invited me to sit in. And on the way home, David and I were talking about how wonderful the music was and how cool it would be to be able to play Western Swing, you know, all the time. That would just be our dream. And a few months later, I was asked to join the Time Jumpers. And I was in that group for 11 years. And in the meantime, David and I, you know, had our band going, as we always did. And we started playing more swing music. And now here I am down the road, and I do get to play Western Swing all the time. And it's wonderful.
That is too cool. That is too cool. Well, let me ask this. What was the experience like, and what did it mean to be performing with the Time Jumpers for that decade plus?
Well, it was like going to school. You know, all the players, there have been personnel changes since I left the group, and there were while I was in the group, but all the players that went through that band are just phenomenal musicians. And I was able to, you know, expand my repertoire. I certainly knew about Bob Wills, and I sang some Bob Wills songs, but I really got into the history and the repertoire, and then I started writing my own swing songs. And I'm not a prolific writer, but I do have some originals in my repertoire, and it was a chance to do it every week, and like I say, it was going to school. I learned from everybody in that band.
Well, it was a great
like group. It was like taking a master class every Monday night.
Yeah, I started to say it would have to be because there are just some phenomenal musicians that are in that. Have been mm-hmm. and are part of the Time Jumpers, but I loved when you were featured.
With
your
Gary.
Vocalist and just unbelievable harmonies in there. But there is a, so we want to take we want to get in as much music as we can because
let's do.
We're introducing some folks
about.
To you. That's what it's about. But there's a song that's called "That's What I Call Cooking," and that's from the Cooking with Carolyn. How did that come about?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's kind of a funny story to that one. We were in the studio, and when we record our albums, you know, we don't take a long time. We'll do the whole album in one or two sessions, and because we get really really good people to play with us, and they come in and they know their stuff, and we'll do the basic song in one or two takes in the studio. And so time came to record the album, time came for the session that day, and I knew the melody of the song. David and I were writing it together, and we had the chorus finished. But I didn't have the verses finished, and I just couldn't get it done by the time the session came around. So we had the musicians just play the track, and when the chorus came around, you know, I would sing the chorus. And so at the end of the day, we had a recorded track for the song without any vocals on there. And we were going to Alabama the next day to do a gig. And we had five musicians going with us, and at the time we didn't have a large vehicle, so we were taking two cars.
Uh-huh.
And the accordion player, Rory Hoffman, was with me in my car. David had the guitar player and the drummer with him in his car, and we were talking on the cell phone. And we had the track of the song playing in our CD player. And it was an eight-hour trip, and we would call each other during the trip, and say, well, what do you think about this line? And David would say, well, that's pretty good, but it's not there yet. So we would hang up, and then I would listen to the track, and poor Rory had to listen to the track like 100 times. And then I would call David back, or he would call me back and say, well, what about this line here? And by the time the eight-hour trip was finished, we had written a song.
Oh, wow.
The song.
Wow. That's quite a story. And let's listen to that's what I call cooking. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Carolyn and see what other kind of interesting stories that she has, and visit with Bobby as well. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio.
Chop those onions if you can. A little garlic, then, oh man, it smells like something's cooking. Add some noodles baked with cheese. A great big bowl of black-eyed peas. Another slice of cornbread, please. That's what I call cooking. That's what I call cooking. Ain't no doubt about it. Gotta have that cooking. I can't live without it. When I smell that Java brew, hot biscuits, eggs, and bacon too. No, I don't mind if I do, 'cause that's what I call cooking. When I hear that swinging beat, it makes me want to move my feet. Sounds so hot and feels so sweet, now the band is cooking. People come from near and far when fiddle joins the steel guitar. Drag that bow and slide that bar, and that's what I call cooking. That's what I call cooking. Ain't no doubt about it. Just love to hear 'em cooking. I wanna scream and shout it. Slap that bass and beat the drums and blend it with some guitar strums. Piano's pounding hot rhythm. That's what I call cooking.
I'm so glad that people cannot see me when we're playing these songs, because, you know, I'm just, yeah, I have as our friend Eddie Floyd says, I have a face made for radio, but my dancing skills are just not there. So.
Oh, well, Gary, I'm not a dancer either. I'm, you know, that's why I'm always up on stage, because I am not an elegant dancer, but I love to watch people that really know how to dance.
Yeah.
I am just so admiring of that skill set, because I just don't have it.
Well,
one of these days, maybe I'll take some lessons from
people. Well, just listen, you know, your music should be easy to dance to. You know, I was watching a clip from Music City Roots the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Usually, you don't see people dancing when they're taping that show. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, everybody was up and dancing while you were on. It was just so much fun.
That was a special version of Music City Roots. They called it the Barn Dance.
Uh-huh.
And they had a square dance group on there with a square dance caller. He's only 25 years old, and he goes around the country. That's what he does for a living. He goes around the country and does square dance calling.
Oh,
who
wow.
Who thought that,
that
you could still do that? I remember, when I was just a little girl going to visit my grandparents in Red River, New Mexico, and we would go to the community center, and they would have square dances and square dance callers. And, boy, there's an art to that.
Well, there is. And, you know, I come from you know, here in Middle Tennessee, there are a whole lot of folks that do a lot of square dancing and tap dancing, and a lot of the folks that are from my part of the state are, you know, have been regulars on the Grand Ole Opry and performed on there. So, yeah, the art of dance is alive and well. It's just not something that I was blessed with. So,
me neither. So we'll just have to watch other people do it. But the also on the Music City Roots clip, it's neat to see, you know, the couples are all ages.
Yeah.
There's, you know, really, really young folks dancing, and there's mature folks dancing, and everybody in between.
Yeah, people were just having a ball, and it was like, wow, this is just unusual. I don't usually see this, but that was a great show that you put on. But
thank you.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit. And Bobby, you just jump in anytime now. We don't want you to feel left out there in California.
My first question, really, especially if we've got some listeners that aren't necessarily familiar with this particular genre, it has such an interesting history, swing music, and Carolyn, like so many terrific musicians, is really a historian as well of this music. Carolyn, can you kind of just tell us a little bit about swing and kind of how it got born?
Sure. I'll try to keep it brief because there's so much wonderful information and there's wonderful books you can read. And, of course, you can get lost on YouTube by looking up all sorts of wonderful clips of swing music and Western swing. And people do ask me all the time, what's the difference between big band swing and Western swing? And as far as the music goes, nothing. It's the instrumentation. Instead of horns, we use fiddles and steel guitar. Swing is it's not anything I can describe. It's a feeling. It's the beat. But it really got started in the 1930s, and you know, those were hard times for a lot of people, and they wanted to you know, they wanted to go out on Saturday night and kick up their heels and escape their troubles for a while. So it was happy music, you know, and you could listen on the radio at home and roll back the rug and dance, you know, at home. And Milton Brown is credited as being the father of Western swing. Now people are going to say, well, no, Bob Wills is the king of Western swing, but Milton Brown was the guy who first came up with the concept. He was the first guy to use twin fiddles. He was the first guy to record an electrified instrument. In 1935, I think it was, his steel guitarist, Bob Dunn, recorded an electric instrument. And that was the first time that had been done. So that was he was a great innovator. And Milton died in 1936. He was a friend of Bob Wills. And so Bob Wills took that seed. And, of course, the rest is history. Bob took it to new heights, and Bob was, you know, he was like Elvis back in the day, in his heyday. You know, thousands and thousands of people would show up to hear the Texas Playboys play. And so that's, you know, that's as concisely as I can put it. But if you are interested in more information, a fellow named Carrie Janelle wrote a wonderful book called Milton Brown and the Founding of Western Swing that's available on the internet. And if you have an interest in that, I would highly recommend that book.
Well, go ahead.
Gary, I think the next song that you're going to do is, I think, if I look at our playlist, is from A Platter of Brownies, the music of Milton Brown, The Waltz You Saved for Me. Is that right? Is that what we're doing next?
It is, yeah, yeah.
Oh, and Gary and Bobby, let me also put this in. The reason that swing music is so appealing to me and so appealing to many different people, it's got elements of so many different styles of music, jazz, blues, country, polka, Mexican American music. It's just got a little bit of everything.
So, well, and we're going to experience some of that. You know, I was listening to one of the songs earlier today or last night, and, you know, I could hear the Andrews Sisters. I could hear the Andrews sisters.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, they did swing.
Yeah. Yeah.
They sure did. Those ladies could swing.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to the waltz that you saved for me, and we'll be back to talk more with Carolyn. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio. Saved for me, and that is from Carolyn's A Platter of Brownies, the music of Milton Brown, and I could dance to that one. I could dance to that one.
Okay. Thank goodness for waltzes.
Thank goodness for waltzes.
I can do that too. Yeah.
Who?
I don't know, Gary. I'm about as good on a dance floor as on horseback. So to that one, I could just sort of sway, you know, from side to side.
Well, that's the kind where you don't have to move too much. So that's I can skate by on that one. Who are your big vocal influences, Carol?
Oh gosh, there's so many. But of course, Tommy Duncan. Who was the vocalist for many years with the Texas Playboys, a lady named Carolina Cotton. If you're not familiar with her, just put her into your search engine on YouTube, and she was just delightful. and one of the best yodelers that was ever born. Chris O'Connell, who was the original vocalist with the Asleep at the Wheel, and Chris is a friend of mine and still just sings every bit as good as she always did. She's just amazing. Ella Fitzgerald, a huge influence on me. Rosemary Clooney. And, in fact, I named my puppy after Rosemary Clooney. Bobby knows this. Oh, yeah, Bobby got to meet Rosemary Clooney.
I did.
Oh, jeez.
And she made me croon and swoon, yes.
Patsy Cline, Tammy Wynette, Joni Mitchell, Judy Collins, you know. I think as a singer or a musician, you're influenced by everyone you hear. And and sometimes you learn something from everyone you hear, and sometimes you learn what not to do, but most of the time you learn something positive, and if you pay attention, you can learn something from everyone you hear and everyone you work with, certainly.
I always tell folks the story about the fact that my dad was in the old 5 and 10 cent store business, and he had a couple of stores in Nashville. Mm-hmm. And back in the 60s, a lot of the radio stations used to come out and do remote broadcasts from stores. You know, you'd...
Oh, how cool. Yeah.
Yeah, and so Weno Radio was mm-hmm. I don't know if it's still around or not, but Weno was pretty big back in those days. And Patsy Cline would stop by the store so that she could get a little airtime and have her music played, you know. So it was the way that...
Wow.
Artists got out and promoted their music, but that was always so cool
mm-hmm.
to have artists like Patsy Cline stop in. Get that stuff promoted. But
mm-hmm. Well, now Carolyn, since I am going to jump in because we're chatting about Patsy and Carolyn. I know you hit the road pretty soon, and I think is your Patsy Cline Hank Williams show going to be on the road now with Country Royalty?
Well, later on in the year it is. This next tour that we're leaving on, we leave this Saturday, and we're going to be doing the Swingin' Cowboys show, and we're also going to be doing the Hank and My Honky Tonk Heroes show with Jason Petty, and I'm going to play guitar in that
show. Oh, okay.
And then in the Swingin' Cowboys, I sing quite a bit in that show. And I'll just give you a quick rundown of the cities. If you want more information about any of these dates, please go to CarolynMartinMusic.com and click on calendar, and you can get all the details about where to get tickets and where the venue is and the time and all that good stuff. March 3rd and 4th will be in Casper, Wyoming. March the 6th will be in Lincoln, California. March the 7th will be in Arroyo Grande, California. March the 10th will be in Green Valley, Arizona, lovely place. March the 12th, mm-hmm. Bass Hall in Fort Worth, Texas. March the 13th, Ruston, Louisiana. And then I end up the tour on March the 14th. I'm going to be the special guest with Mr. Billy Mata in the Texas Tradition at the best little cowboy gathering in Texas in LaGrange, Texas.
Wow.
And
wow.
So we're about to put some miles on the old Honda van here. and
gotcha.
May 16th, for those of you down Texas way, or if you're planning to visit Texas, we'll be featured in the Swing on the Square Festival in San Marcos, Texas. That'll be May 16th and May 17th.
And
I
if you're anywhere near Carolyn,
spring.
You're, you know, even a couple of hours away, she is so worth the drive. Check out that calendar. And Carolyn spells her name CAROLYN, martinmusic.com.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for pointing that out. And
spelling counts.
I'd love for you to visit the website and sign the guest book. Leave me a message. It would be great.
All right, and you can pick up the music there as well, and I think also on CD Baby.
You can, and we're available for digital download as well on CD Baby and iTunes and Amazon and all those good places. And If you see me driving around, you can flag me down, and I've always got them in the trunk of the car. So.
And we have them on the Out West website as well. Just put in her name up there in the search box, and they'll all come up.
All right. Yep. That's pretty cool.
That is so wonderful.
That is pretty cool. How much has music changed over the last 30 years, the way that things are done?
Oh, gosh. much. I hear people bemoan the state of the music business, and truthfully, there are some things that could be better. People, especially songwriters, are being taken advantage of in some respects, because people are downloading music for free, and there seems to be a attitude with some people, not all, that music should be free, and these artists and including myself, spend a lot of time and a lot of money, making these CDs. And I always tell people that I sell my CDs so I will have money to make another CD.
Right.
None of us are getting wealthy doing this, but we do it because we love it. But on the other hand, it's an exciting time to be in the music business, especially be an independent musician, because 30 years ago, if you didn't have a contract with a major label, you couldn't do much. But now with the internet, mm-hmm. and with email, with concerts online, you can get your music out to people all over the world in an instant. And that just wasn't possible 30 years ago. It wasn't possible to get your music across your own state.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Without spending a lot of time on the road and on the phone, and we used to have to book engagements strictly over the phone, but email has made that so much easier, and you can send out email to thousands of people with just a click. So the marketing tools like CD Baby, they're a wonderful resource for independent musicians, and there's festivals and venues open to independent musicians that just were not open 30 years ago. So it's good,
well,
and bad. I think much more good.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. And 10 years ago, you didn't have the ability to be on a program like ours and to be heard all over the world.
I mean,
it just didn't happen. You were in a local market, and some of the larger stations, you had a broader base. But today, we've got folks that are listening in over 50 countries to our shows,
mm-hmm.
and so
mm-hmm.
what a door opener that is. We've had folks that contact us and say, "Gosh, I never heard that artist before, but I've just gone to their website and we bought some of their music. And thank you so much." So it really has changed, and there are some challenges, but there are also a lot of great things going on too. And I know that we've got to let you go, because you have a tight schedule today, and want to thank you so much for taking the time
to
join us. Yeah, I hope you'll come back and visit with us again.
Oh, I would love to. I would love to, Gary and Bobby. And it's so cool. And speaking of technology, it's so cool to have y'all both on the phone and at once. It's kind of a miracle that we can do that.
Well, it is. It's pretty cool stuff. But anyway, visit Caroline Martin Music, and that's with a Y. Carolyn.
Carolyn. Carolyn.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Carolyn.
Uh-huh.
CarolynMartinMusic.com, and pick up some music there, and visit her tour schedule. And we are going to connect. It's ridiculous that it takes some California gal to introduce us. So we'll just have to.
we'll meet in New Mexico. How
okay.
About that?
All right. I love New Mexico. So that'll too. But anyway, well, thank you so much for being with us, and we're going to close out this segment with Who's Sorry Now, and this is like a great old classic, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. This one's been done, I mean, people might have heard this, done Dixieland style, done jazz style. I think I've heard bluegrass people do it, country people do it. It's just, it's a wonderful song. Brenda Lee had a big hit with this one.
Yeah.
It's a great old song.
Well, it is, but we're going to listen to it now, Carolyn Martin style. So,
okay.
Carolyn,
okay.
Thanks again for being with us. And we're
thank
mindful.
Thank you, Gary. Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carolyn. Go ahead.
No, that's just right. I was just going to do a little plug here. You're listening to
Equestrian Legacy
Radio. And you can listen to us online at equestrianlegacy.net and on our free mobile app from anywhere in the world. And, Carolyn, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Gary. Thank you, Bobby.
Crying too, just like I cried over you, right to the end, just like a friend, I tried to warn you somehow, you had your way, now you must pay, I'm glad that you're sorry now.
Now, and that is from Carolyn's album, A Platter of Brownies, the music of Milton Brown. And Bobby, she's just fun to talk with. She is just
You know, and her husband, Dave, he plays stand-up bass with her, and he's the producer also on this CD, as well as, I think, Junie Fisher's CD, Listen to the Horse, and Dave is just a really interesting fellow. When the two are together, there's so much fun in performance. But just like Carolyn, Dave has an amazing historical insight into the music. And it's just always fun to be around them.
Well, neat folks. And excuse me. And I look forward to visiting with them live and in person. So we're going to try to do that when they get back from their tour schedule. Excuse me. a little cold thing going on here, but
I don't know. You need a cup of coffee. You need to go get yourself another cup of coffee.
I've got a big cup of coffee right here, but it's just not doing much. But you know, Western swing is really a genre to itself, but it has so many folks that are involved in it that are not necessarily just Western swing artists. And we want to do a couple of songs because we've got a little time to play some music today that we don't normally have. And there is a great number that Mickey Daniel did, and I'm gonna kind of skip to that one. I wasn't gonna play it right here, but it's one that I think is just real cool because it comes from some of the old big band music, and it's one that she did with Dave Alexander. Have you heard this one, Bobby?
I sure have. We must be talking about It's a Sin from her newest CD.
Yeah, Cowgirl
Swing. Yeah, this is absolutely delightful, and we're so excited because Mickey will be out here for the Santa Clarita Cowboy Festival for the first time this year, and we're really looking forward to being able to spend a little bit of time with her when she's out here. So this is a great selection and a wonderful way to continue kind of our swinging hour here on Campfire Cafe.
Yeah. So this is It's a Sin with Mickey Daniel and duet she's doing it with Dave Alexander. And we'll be back in just a moment to talk more with Bobby and to listen to more of this We Be Swingin' Thursday.
Have been broken just because these words were spoken.
That's true. I love you, yes I do, I love you, and if you break my heart, I'll die.
So be sure that it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie.
Have been broken just because these words were spoken.
I love you, yes I do, I love you.
I know.
And if you break my heart, I'll die.
So be sure that it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie.
Just a neat song with Mickey Daniel and Dave Alexander, and that's from Mickey's Cowgirl Swing CD. And, you know, when we were talking about the Time Jumpers earlier, Bobby, Mickey actually performed with them on her birthday, I believe, a year ago or maybe 2 years ago.
Oh, did she? Wow, what fun she had to have with them.
She was in Nashville. They were down at Third and Lindsay, and they perform, I think, once a month now on Monday nights down there. But, yeah, she was in town for that and got to sing with them on her birthday. So that was just pretty cool. Pretty cool.
That's right. Do you know that she's also an author? She's published her first book.
I've almost
finished reading it. It's called Girls and Gunsmoke. And she will be also with us at the Buckaroo Bookshop during the Santa Clarita Cowboy Festival. I think I'm going to ask her to be on a panel with a couple of other lady writers. We may just call that panel Girls and Gunsmoke. Doesn't that sound like a good panel title for women's vision of writing the West?
It does. It does.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about the Santa Clarita Festival that's coming up, because we're going to we're actually going to be doing a special show on that Thursday, I believe, aren't we?
Yes. Yes, I'm going to try to have as many folks as I can stop into our Out West store with their phones, of course, so that they can call in. And be on. There are a lot of folks coming into town for performing. And one of the first things I'll say is the website for this event is terrific and can give you all the information that you need on the ticketed events and so forth. And it's very easy. It's just cowboyfestival.org, O-R-G.
Okay.
And if you go there, you go to the homepage, and you just click performers, you'll see that we have Ian Tyson with us and at the festival, and Don Edwards, Waddy Mitchell, Dave Stamey, Sons of the San Joaquin, the poet Chris Isaacs, Kristen Harris, another favorite of mine, the Haunted Wind Chimes out of Pueblo, Colorado. Mickey Daniel, we've got some bluegrass with Susie Glaze and the High Lonesome Band. It's Gary Allegretto and Ian Espinoza that were on the show with us a few weeks ago. They are also at the festival this year. It's a tremendous lineup.
Wow.
And it's just always great fun. This is the very first year that it's being held in a new location, which is the grounds of the William S. Hart Park, and that is the original home of the famous silent actor William S. Hart. When he retired,
right,
he built a beautiful home, which is now park grounds, and also on the grounds of the Historical Society, the Santa Clarita Valley Historical Society, which sits also in the William S. Hart Park. So it's in a new home, in a new location, and once again, our city's arts and event staff are just planning an amazing event. So we would encourage you to come out. It kicks off on Wednesday, April the 15th, and that actually starts off with an Out West community partner event. Our SCVTV presents the Out West Concert Series, starring Kristen Harris and Jim Jones. We'll be taking the stage together. Then there are events on Thursday and Friday, and then the festival, the big part of the festival, of course, is Saturday and Sunday, the 18th and 19th.
Okay.
And yes, Thursday the 16th, right here, this time slot, we will have a variety of folks with us that'll be calling in, and I'm still kind of working on that master list, which I'll probably give you next week. But we've got a lot of excited people that will be sending you MP3s, Gary. So.
Oh, well, that's great. That's great. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. So that'll be on the 16th of April. And yeah, that will be great to have all these folks in that are visiting with us and sharing some of their conversation and music. So a lot of fun. But let's get back and do a little swing. You know, I'm kind of enjoying this. You know, a few weeks ago we had Devin Dawson on and Kristen Harris that stopped in. And so let's do one that we did with Devin the other day. And this is Devin and the Outlaw, and it's called Pistol Packin' Mama.
Yeah.
Never flirt with a gal named Tess down old Texas way. 'Cause if you do, I'm telling you, here's what you'll have to say. Oh,
lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, won't you lay that pistol down? I was singing songs in a cabaret, having a barrel of fun. Then one night she caught me right, and now I'm on the run. Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, won't you lay that pistol down? She kicked out my windshield, she hit me over the head. She cursed and cried, said I'd lied, wished that I was dead. Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, won't you lay that pistol down? Blonde. Till one night she shot out the light, and bang, that blonde was gone. Ooh, lay that pistol down, babe, drop that derringer doll. Pistol packing mama, I'm fixing to leave the hall.
Oh, won't you listen to the story of a little red-haired gal named Peg. She shot her pistol in the air,
and she hit me in the leg. Mama, you're stomping on my fun.
You're stomping.
I'll see you every night, babe. I'll woo you every day. I'll be your regular daddy if you put that gun away.
Now, Jesse was an outlaw. But wisdom when she shot him dead, his honking days are done.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, hand me that 44. Pistol packing mama, I'm gonna beat you to the door. Lay that pistol down, lay that Luger on the ground. Pistol packing mama,
you're loopy, you're loopy.
Lay that thing down before it goes off and hurts somebody. Lay
can't listen to this music and not just smile and get up and dance and just have a great time. But anyway, it's Devin Dawson and Jesse Robertson, Pistol Packin' Mama. And, you know, I wanted to promote this, maybe too late on it, at the Cowtown Opry. They're honoring Don Edwards on Saturday night, celebrating Texas Independence Day, and that's at 6:00 at the Stockman's Club at the Fort Worth Stockyards National Historic District. And visit the website for the Cowtown Opry. It says that you needed to have reservations in by the 23rd, but, you know, you might give them a call and see if there was a way to get in. But I think Don is going to be performing, and just a great guy, and what a great guy to be honoring as they're doing their fundraiser for the Cowtown Opry there. So just thought I'd mention that. Meant to call Don and see if he wanted to come on the show and visit just a little bit. We need to have him on.
We do need to have him on. Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. It's been a year. It's been a year. He was on just before Valentine. Was the last time he was with us.
And I do think we do need to really encourage him to get on that presidential ballot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As Marvin Odell and the Red Hot Rhythm Rustlers would say, you know, it's time to be voting for Don Edwards for president.
That's right, and I would. But anyway, well, we've had a fun show today. I've enjoyed talking with Carolyn. And you're always a joy to have on. And, you know, people are continuing to say, okay, we're just waiting each week to see how she's going to introduce the next guest. So.
Oh, the pressure. I tell you, I don't sleep at night.
Gotcha. Well, you certainly don't disappoint. So anyway, it's a lot of fun. But anyway, we've got some great things that are lining up with Equestrian Legacy Radio on Sunday. We have Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale, and her special guest is Susie Knight. Sunday morning, and I'm telling you what, you're going to enjoy this show with Susie's poetry and her great sense of humor, and it's just going to be a fun show. So that's at 9:00 Central Time on Sunday morning, Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale. And Saturday, we have added a new segment called Saddle Up Saturday, and that starts at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings. You can listen all day long to Saddle Up Saturday. And then on Tuesday of next week, we have Saddle Up America that's on at noon. And Chairman Jim McGarvey is going to be joining us. And we have a great guest ranch that I think is in California. I believe we're going to be visiting a guest ranch in California. But that's on Tuesday. And then next Thursday at noon, who do we have joining us?
We have, calling in from Oregon, the Hansen family. This is a tremendous. These three folks, they are brothers and sisters, and you know, there's nothing like the harmony that can exist within family members. We're going to be meeting Lisa, Teresa, and Daniel Hansen, and they were the 2014 Western Music Association Crescendo Award winners. And they're just going to be really fun. So they'll be with us the first part of next weekend, next Thursday show.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to that. And just a good-looking young family right there with those youngsters. Great music. So we look forward to that show as well. So any final thoughts from out in Santa Clarita, California, you'd like to leave us with?
I would say make it wild and make it Western. That's what we do out west.
All right, so make it wild and make it Western. And we want to remind folks to join us next Thursday at noon for another great show. And we will remind you, as always, if you climb in the saddle, get ready for the ride on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net. And, Bobby, we'll talk to you next week.
See you down the trail.
All right, and thank you folks for listening.